This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Well, the YMCA of Douglas County, a lot going on right now. Mickey Pargeter is the Youth and Family Director and the Healthy Living Director. You got a lot going on.
I really do. I love it.
So talk about what's happening this time of year.
Oh, everything's starting back up, of course. School, you know, we've got fall soccer going on. We've got, hopefully, lots of new teens coming into our building.
And for the, you know, the transition back to school, all the kids' schedules kind of changes a bit. And so you're kind of making a big emphasis to get them in there.
Yeah, we love to have families. We love everyone to come to the Y, but sometimes that doesn't work for folks, which is why we have our youth memberships.
And talk about how that works.
So youth memberships are for kids ages 13 to 18. It's $35 a month. They can come in, they can use the facilities almost entirely. The courts when they're open for basketball, open swim in the pool, youth space, which is the dedicated space for kids, but there's also lots of places around the building to just hang out with their friends as well.
And I noticed when I've been in there lately that kids really are kind of coming back in to check things out. Some of their summer activities that are outside are kind of ending.
Yeah, especially with this rain coming. I was thinking about that.
So for the Y, you also are working on some other things for teens as well.
We have. So last time I came and talked to you, Kyle, I was pushing our very first ever teen workforce development program. And it was so good. We're doing it again. Recruit Hippo is again partnering with us. It's going to start. It's going to run through October. The registration is open. I'm not sure if it's on the website yet, but it will be soon if it isn't. Teens ages 14 to 18 can come learn how to build a resume, conduct an interview, how to apply, how to set themselves up to be a good employee if they are hired.
This is kind of like a how to be an adult course.
It is. And, you know, I look back on my very far in the past teen years and think, gosh, that would have been nice.
Yeah, no, that wasn't really, that didn't really come up. It was just find a job. No. So if people want to get in, now is there cost for doing this?
For teen workforce development, yes. It's $45 per participant for members, $60 for non-members. There is financial assistance available.
And now you get started on October 7th. Is this like an ongoing thing for the rest of the school year or for a certain number of weeks?
It is Wednesdays from 2:30 to 4 p.m. just through October. So the 7th through, what is that, like the 28th, something like that? Yeah, so 90 minutes once a week throughout October.
All right, what else is going on for young people right now?
Oh, of course, we have our swim team. A lot of the stuff that goes on in our building goes on everywhere I don't know enough details about, and I don't want to steer anyone wrong. So definitely be checking the website if you're interested in anything you hear about. We have cheer, we have swim team, we have the youth space is just a walk-in space for kids ages 8 to 18, and it's got guitars and keyboard and art supplies and computers and places to just kind of crash and lay low if you've had a rough day at school.
Now, where is that located in the building?
That's upstairs. So if when you're going up to the cardio room, you glance right, it used to be the overlook for the racquetball courts. Doors are wide open. There's always a staff member in there making sure everyone's safe, and it's just this big, long, open space.
That would explain why I did hear music there.
Absolutely.
And I was not quite sure where it was coming from.
And I can hear it from my office. And I love looking down and seeing. I saw four boys playing guitar and sitting and just chatting at the door. It was just like, yes.
All right. Anything else you want to mention about the Y?
We love to have people there. Please come on down. And if you've ever been curious about it, we love to give tours. Just come walk in.
All right, Mickey Pargeter from the YMCA of Douglas County. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me, Kyle.
8:35 at the Morning Report.